Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
He's nailed it.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Heidi, hi, campers. Good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everybody. How you doing, everyone? All right?
Need to sit up straight.
Where's your buzzer?
I lost it.
How do you lose your buzzer?
Pippa,
morning, everyone, by the way. Pippa, we're live on Global Player. If you want to watch, hi, good morning. Pippa got obsessed with her... Not obsessed. Interested in her posture being correct. Sitting upright straight.
Yeah.
So she found a device where you basically put it on your back and it vibrates if you lean forward too much. Stop it.
Come on.
So she'd have this little buzzer thing on her back, and so she'd be sat there for 6:30, and then at 6:45 she'd lean forward and go, zzz, ooh, back again. How do you lose that?
I just don't know.
It was quite big, wasn't it? It was like a big contraption that's strapped to you. Do you know what I mean?
It's about that big and it sticks.
Oh, it sticks to you?
To your back.
Oh, you don't strap it on?
Oh, no, I did try a strap on.
Quickly.
Back straight enough.
There we are. No pauses.
I couldn't think of it quick enough.
Oh.
But yeah, do you remember I tried on one of those, but they're quite cumbersome.
Yeah.
But also apparently they're not as good because they just pull your shoulders back. But these buzzers make you kind of stand upright.
Right.
And I set my mum up with one the other day. I got one for her birthday.
Well, should have bought two.
So, yeah.
How much are these buzzer things?
They're quite... The new improved versions are quite expensive. I think they're about 90.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess they're clever, aren't they? They've got to know you're leaning forward.
Yeah. You calibrate them with your phone on an app and you can move around with it.
And what's the buzz like?
It's like a little vibration. You know it's there.
Right.
Yeah. Just a little vibration.
Well, you don't know where it is.
Well, this is it.
Where is it? Where's it gone?
This is a good thing.
Must be in the house somewhere.
It's in the house somewhere.
Buzzing away.
Yeah.
It's only a tiny little pod, so I don't know, mate.
When I go up the stairs, I always go up the stairs leaning slightly forward, and I get four steps up the stairs and go, you're leaning forward, and then I suddenly, halfway up, just jerk upwards.
Yeah.
Because you've got to make sure that it's not just your shoulders, otherwise your neck goes like that.
Yeah, which you don't want, do you?
A bit radio-y, that.
Do you get a bad back now at your age?
Yeah. My back was screwed for about 3 months. I played golf again yesterday and I'm really sore. Really sore. And I didn't do any stretches. You've got to stretch, haven't you?
Well, after golf?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Have you got flexible hamstrings? Can you touch your toes?
I can't. I've never been able to.
You can't touch your toes?
No.
I'm quite surprised by that.
I think I've told you this before, and I think you've said that before, but I'm all right, like, outwards, but just not downwards.
Oh, sure. And that's the name of Pippa's new book.
That's it. And do you know what? It will fly off the shelves.
But Jamie Oliver once put his back out. Can I tell his story? Well, I've just said it now.
Yeah, you just said it now.
That's okay, isn't it?
I swear, but Jamie, if you're listening, text me if this isn't true, or if I've got this wrong, all right. I think Jamie Oliver put his back out, like, bad. And he was picking up, like, his daughter's satchel for school or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was something...
Something really mundane.
Can you imagine what Jamie's workload is like in a Monday to Friday period? His workload is insane.
Yeah.
He's doing some food tube videos, he's doing a TV show, he's writing a book, he's doing an interview, he's testing recipes, whatever it may be, he's out in one of the restaurants, and da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's almost minute by minute, Jamie's schedule. And he's bending down to pick his daughter's school bag up. And as he bent down, his back goes, not that. And he's like, And you just think, that's just not fair.
No, it's not.
Just like when I took half my tooth out eating a fruit pastel.
Yeah,
it's not like I kind of accidentally walked into a a pillar box or something, or
exactly
some WWE wrestler just knocked me over or something. No, I was eating a fruit pastel.
Yeah, that isn't fair.
I lost half a tooth.
Toby did the same. He turned around to get some extra milk for me in a coffee shop at the airport, put his back out, happily right. wheelchaired onto the plane.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And then I had to carry his bags
behind. 6'5" man being, yeah, wheelchaired onto an aeroplane. Oh, bless him.
He's got to be so careful.
Mm.
Do you ever think about that? Do you ever get stuff like that just pops into your head? Every so often when I'm driving.
Yeah.
A voice appears in my head that just goes, "You're driving a car!"
No.
And I just think...
I don't.
I just think, I could just turn... Like, I was driving past a park.
Oh, is that an intrusive thought you hear?
What do you mean?
What are you saying? I could just turn...
Well, no, it's not, anyway. It's not bad. It's not it's not evil, sick. Yeah. But I'm like, I was driving by a park and I just suddenly thought, "I'm driving a car!" And I'm like, I could just turn the wheel now and the car would go in that direction.
Yeah.
I could just turn the wheel, go through that fence, and I'd just be driving around the park.
Yeah.
Going, "I'm driving around a park!"
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, does it. Everyone just drives the same way they're meant to go.
What's stopping you, exactly?
Everyone, like, you know, most people indicate whatever. Yeah. But, like, you're driving a car.
I know, it's a lot of responsibility.
And also, when you're on the motorway and everyone's driving at 70...
Mm. Everyone's driving at 70.
If the guy in front, for whatever reason, or woman, sexist,
yeah,
just suddenly put the brakes on or sneezed and hit the brakes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, true.
We're all crashing.
Without getting too deep about it, like, humans are capable of anything they want to do, really, but we just choose not to.
Yeah, or you don't think about doing it in the first place.
Yeah. That's a worry, isn't it?
It's self-control, isn't it? You've got to have a self-control there.
Laura Branigan.
You know, just...
Well, don't. No, why
just me.
Why do you want to hit me around the head?
I don't. I could if I wanted to. You could hit me around the head
If I wanted to, I could hit
you. Why do you want to hit Pippa around the head? What is it with you and hitting women?
Yeah. Whoa!
What's
this?
The
last thing I want to do is hit you around the head, Pip.
Why do you want to hit her?
I don't want to hit Pippa.
You're now thinking about where you want to hit Pippa. Jeepers, you need therapy, son.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
I've never thought about hitting Pippa, ever.
Have you not?
Never.
Have you thought about hitting Chris?
Pushing you down the stairs. Never hitting you.
But because you've got self-control, you don't.
No, you lagged it before I could get over.
Yeah. You are freakishly fast.
I'd only ever push you down the stairs if I could absolutely wrap you and the stairs in bubble wrap.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then I'd do it with permission.
That's a fun idea, isn't it?
Is it?
No, it's not. Dominic and I did those absorbing balls.
Never again.
Oh,
and awful.
We did it twice, didn't we, I think?
No.
Did we just do it the once?
Yeah.
And then we saw people queuing up who didn't have to do it. They wanted to do it. I can't believe
it. Filmed us do it. We filmed a How You Can Listen to the Chris Moyle Show video. Mm. We did one on a roller coaster, one in the back of a stunt car.
Yes.
And we did one in a absorbing ball. These balls are just rolled down the hill and you're in it. Dom's like at the bottom, I'm at the top, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
And they roll us down the hill and we go, "You can listen to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X." And we go all the way to the bottom and they went, "Okay, we'll do one more take for safety." And it was me. I led the charge and went, "It's not happening."
That's it.
One take. If you didn't get it, tough. And they're like, "Well, like, can we at least, should we just do one more?" No. "Well, can we watch the tape back?" And you watch the tape back.
Yeah, watch
it. And if we need to do it again, then we're not doing it again.
We'll get stunt doubles. I think stunt doubles was mentioned, wasn't it?
Plus, I think you got it right pretty much.
Yeah, it was lucky.
It was miles away, wasn't it, as well?
I think. It was, yeah.
It was raining.
Just not my idea of fun.
And Stephen and the twins, it's not great for certain parts of your body.
Those videos are always a great idea, but if I get a bit nervous or a bit whatever, I just start laughing like a maniacal idiot from a kid's movie.
What else did we do?
We did a roller coaster. We did the car skidding.
Yeah.
We did
indoor skydiving.
Yeah, right.
Where you couldn't hear the sound.
Couldn't hear.
So I put subtitles on, so kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, so it defeated the object of that.
Good radio bit, that.
Good
wasn't
radio,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
In the days when I was like, you know, I still cared. Before I started phoning it in.
Hey, not true.
Hey, is that the Dom clip that Stephen's texting?
Oh, it is.
"I'd very much like to go home."
That was the end of it. For some reason, I turned into a posh man. "I'd very much like to go home."
Yeah.
The end of that.
We've done some stuff, haven't we?
We have.
10 years it'll be. 10 years of us on Radio X.
Yeah, in September.
Who'd have thought when we were starting, we'd still have people 9.5 years later going, hey, I just found you guys on Radio X. I didn't even know you were still on the radio.
Oh, you get the odd one of those still.
Yeah.
I really miss you on air.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to love your show.
Yeah, I'm not dead.
Yeah. What are you doing now? I'm on Radio X every day.
Radio Eggs?
No, X. Oh, yeah, I used to love that show. Oh, Dom. Oh. I'm with Dom.
Yeah, still there. They're still doing it.
What was her name? Pippa?
Yeah, Pippa's still on the show. We still do the show together.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Oh, do you? Is Aled with you?
Well, no, not Aled. No.
No.
And who's that other guy? Who's that guy?
Dave.
No.
I don't know.
Matt Fincham.
Matt Fincham.
Is he working with you?
No, I don't... Well, technically, did he ever? But, like, no.
Matt Fincham.
You still get people who want the old team to get back together.
Oh, really?
They're out there.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel. Oh, Rachel.
Yeah.
Carrie,
of course, yeah.
Oh. Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
Saw him the other
funny
day.
Egg. Yeah, you're still friends with him, aren't
after
you?
After Christmas.
Yeah, I love Matt.
Yeah, why not? We don't.
You talked at the wedding.
I saw him at, yes, exactly, your wedding.
I don't love him.
No.
He's just odd.
You don't have to love
him. He's just an odd fish.
Very talented pianist.
He's very talented. Very.
Yeah. Not so good at radio production.
Oh, he's got a brilliant ear. Very musical.
Yeah. Morning, Matt. He's got perfect pitch, hasn't he?
He videoed himself playing the Succession theme tune and posted it.
Did he?
Do you know who loves Matt Fincham?
Go on. No.
Matt Fincham.
Family.
When that film Arthur Christmas came out, it was like a dream.
It was a gift.
Oh. It just looked like a cartoon version of him.
It was a gift from the gods, and it was 20 foot high on Oxford Street.
And I can't remember if he saw it or not. I can't remember, but it was literally everybody else was like, "Oh my god, that's uncanny! That's it's thing. You."
He doesn't look any different.
Oh, that was lovely. Yeah, that moment. And Juliet, of course.
Around. Oh, I love Jules.
Juliet. I miss Juliet.
You see her on TV quite a bit now.
What's her surname?
Does stuff for Sky. Farrington.
Bravo.
Oh,
sorry?
Juliet Bravo.
Oh, dear. Oh, do you know what?
That's worthy of it. It's worthy of it.
You're getting it, You're getting it.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
Congratulations, you're in the lead.
I don't think many people actually remember Juliet Bravo. That's a sad thing.
No. I do. I think the theme tune was a bit eerie.
It was. It was an odd show, I think. She was quite scary, the actual woman who played Juliet Bravo.
Did the theme tune have Waka Waka guitar in it? I'm going to have to find it now.
Ooh.
Down, down, down. Was that Juliet Bravo?
I'm not sure.
It down, was, down, down.
It was quite full on.
Down,
wasn't it,
down, down. Da-loom. Is it something like that? Or is it just me again?
I think you might be right.
Down, da-loom. I think it had like electric guitar in it.
Was the credits her walking away, or is that the bill?
The bill is just feet.
Just feet.
You just see shoes on cobbled street type thing.
Oh, that's another Matt Fincham thing. Do you remember?
He was
obsessed with the Bill.
We got him a part in the Bill, didn't we?
Yeah. He went and shot an episode of the Bill.
Made his life.
Right, I found the Juliet Bravo theme tune.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if I'm right. Down, down, down. Here we go.
You're right.
This is a hell of a theme tune for a British female police
very American
officer. Oh my god. It's quite eerie, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit like Abbey.
Yeah, it does. Ready?
Money, give me money, money, money. Oh yeah, it's got the guitar. For those of you who don't remember, that was an old TV show.
That's a belter.
Matt used to do a hilarious little thing where he'd send me a new house tune because he used to love house music.
Mm.
And when I'd listen to it, it was just the Bill theme tune.
Did he?
I found it.
He's a funny.
He was
fish.
Rickrolling you.
He was Rickrolling me. I found it funny every time.
Why can't it be that funny on the air?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we've worked with some people.
Oh, we have.
And we've worked with some people.
And we've worked with some people as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mm.
And you're leaving. And you're leaving it all behind. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Look what you could have won.
I'm just changing.
Wouldn't it be
jobs?
Brilliant if Pippa goes and, like, after like 6 weeks she can, we see her and she goes, Jesus, I thought this show was dysfunctional. You have no idea.
Absolutely.
You are relatively sane compared to these people.
I'll just be running back down here every morning and pretending nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
To go and fix the printer. Excuse me.
She sneaks in and just sits in a normal seat. We're like, what's going on? She's like, just leave it.
Pretend I'm not here.
Jamie's having a meltdown. Give it 10 minutes. Just let me see it.
Yeah.
Amanda's chipped a nail. She's gone berserk.
Give it ten minutes.
Yeah, I'm just going to hide out in here.
She stormed off. She trashed Ashley's office and she's gone.
Can I have a little emergency chair in the corner?
You should, yes, shall we? Have a Pippa memorial chair. Good idea.
No.
Let's do that.
No, you're gone.
You're
Judas enough, that's it.
It's not Judas, I've got a new job.
That's
yeah.
So did Judas.
I've never known anyone.
You're literally,
if somebody leaves the show and just goes to sign on, right? If anyone who's left the show has got a new job. If somebody goes, I'm leaving, well, where are you going? I'm just leaving. That's when you know things might be getting a little bit Ellen DeGeneres show.
And you're only going upstairs. It's like we're in the lounge and you're in your bedroom or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
stop being nice
down.
To her.
Would be naughty to me, though. It is.
Although, to be fair, you'd leave the show in a heartbeat if they flashed enough dollar at you.
Who, me?
So would you.
You would.
How do you know that I've not had offers?
Because you've told us.
I'm not telling you everything.
Oh. Well, you've always said if you get a good offer, you'd leave.
Yeah, I always say that.
Yeah.
Well, you've always told us that.
Yeah, they want to put me on Heart 80s. They pay me £3.6 million a year. You won't see my ass for dust.
If you won Euro Millions tonight and whatever it is, however much money.
Oh, no, that's different.
But would you then go, okay, bye-bye?
No.
Okay, so you win. So last week, I think it was 200 and something million pounds.
Okay, that's slightly different. Yeah. If I won, okay, so let's say, when's the Euro Millions? Wednesdays, Tuesdays?
Tonight,
it's on Tuesdays and Fridays, I think.
Okay.
I think so.
So I win 200, it's not 200 million tonight though, is it?
It's not, no, it's 20-something, isn't it?
All right, so tonight I win 20-something million on the Euro Millions.
Oof.
I'm coming to work on Monday.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a lot of money though, 20 million.
And stay? Or come in just to say that just you're going. Just
see you, losers.
Say I won't see you tomorrow.
No, of course I come in.
I want to flick the fees, but you can't.
Apart
do
from anything else, you wouldn't have the money by then.
No, very true. And also, I do genuinely think you'd get.
What would I do?
You could have a year of doing nothing, but you'd just get bored. I'd just be really bored.
But it wouldn't be a year of nothing, though. That's the thing.
Well, you'd do amazing stuff around the world, wouldn't you? Go on.
Do you know what? I don't know. I don't think we'd do that. I honestly don't think we would.
Mm.
Because I just don't think we would. Like, there's things I'd like to do, but I wouldn't go travelling around the world for a year.
Would you not?
What, just me and Tiff? Would you and Toby just go around the world for a year?
Yeah.
Would you not be bored and just want to see somebody else?
No, we'd probably... No.
Lucy and I would do the same. Just go off and just...
What about your kids?
The kids, your children.
Responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, just, yeah. Well, they can come as well if they want to. Yeah.
What about all your swingy neighbours?
Oh, they can stay put.
You can make new ones.
Exactly.
With that kind of dough, you can buy new ones. Hi, have you ever thought about, no?
If you could
for
live...
For this much money?
If you could live in a different country, which one would it be?
Oh, now.
It used to be New York. I used to want to go and live in New York.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like a supersized version of London, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. If I could live anywhere, I don't know.
French chateau.
A chateau in France. Yeah.
Big chateau.
Well, what would you do?
10 acres. I'd just be in it.
Drink wine.
What do you do all day?
No, I don't mind. I don't know. Just go mow the grass on my tractor. I don't know.
Grow some grapevines.
Exactly.
Make your own wine.
I make my own wine.
I used to. When I used to go to LA a lot, I used to. The dream was 6 months in the UK, 6 months in LA.
Yeah.
That was my dream.
Yeah.
So you have enough of a life in LA where you get sunshine and going out for dinners and stuff, and
that's nice.
But then come back to reality a little bit.
Yeah.
And then see everyone. And,
yeah.
Because I love it here. I love Britain. I like.
It's only the weather that isn't brilliant.
My brother hated Leeds. He was never a big fan of Leeds.
Really?
Where he, but was I've always loved Leeds. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. Even the dopey people. I'm not saying all the people from Leeds are dopey, but like everywhere, it's full of dopey people. It's got dopey people in it.
Yeah.
I don't care where you live, Inverness or Portsmouth or Reading. People are great.
Yeah.
And then there's those dopey people.
There's a proportion of every city. It's about, what would you say it is? About
20? 80-20?
Do you think? Oh, wow. That...
What, of dopes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A fifth of the population are dopes.
But, yeah, I've told you this before.
Mm.
People are dumb. Like, people are really dumb. The world is full of stupid people.
Yeah.
Now, lovely, they might be lovely.
Mm.
They want hammer hair on your head. Not yours.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Sorry, yeah.
But, oh my God, there are some stupid people in the world.
Yeah.
The world is full of stupid people. No, not everybody's stupid.
Yeah, no, there are drongos.
Mm. Well, like, isn't there like a thing going around that says if there weren't stupid people, you wouldn't have to say don't drink this on bleach bottles and stuff like this, do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You have to spell things out for
don't
people.
Have a bath with a toaster, that kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Your hot coffee might be hot.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, God, what are we talking about today? This feels like we're just sitting around waiting for a train. Well, do you want me to do 20 seconds, 20K?
Yes,
I'll
yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Bless us all. All right, so... 4 days of 20 seconds, 20K. I still love it. I love this competition. Matt Deverson, our boss, loves it.
He does.
All right, name the song in 20 seconds, you get £1,000. Name 5 songs in 20 seconds, you win £20,000. Name no song in 20 seconds, you get a mug. We've given away 4 mugs so far this week. And I know it drives people mad. Some people really lose their S over this feature.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Today, if you think you can win, then please text in. We have a qualifying question. You need to text in, not WhatsApp, text. Here's your qualifying question. Do You Want To was a 2005 hit by which Scottish band? Do You Want To? I can't sing it, I'm not allowed.
No.
Do You Want To? 2005 hit by which Scottish band? If you want to play 20 seconds to 20K, you write the word play on a text and then you write your answer, all right? So write the word play, then write your answer. Send it to 83936. That's play followed by your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. And all the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. If you've been listening to this feature and you love it and you think, I think I'd be all right at it, then please feel free. Text in, because we'd love a winner today. And if you go, I'm shouting on the radio every time. Great, come on the air.
Mm.
Come on the air. I would love it if somebody came on and went, do you know what? I'm going to get the first one, get £1,000, and then I'm going to bail with my £1,000. Okay, great.
Absolutely, it's their money.
Great.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy. Right, you know what I'll do? If I get the first one in within 8 seconds, and I've got 12 seconds left, I'm going to go for the second one. And if I get that, it's £2,000, I'm taking my money. Fine, absolutely fine.
Mm.
I'd be delighted for you. It ain't my money. And bearing in mind, as I just said, all we've given away so far is 4 mugs.
True, I know.
Because the callers they've just gone blank.
Yeah.
Because nerves suddenly take over. I wouldn't get nervous. All right, then fine, then get on. I could probably get 3. Great. If you get 3, you get £5,000.
Mm.
So text right now and good luck. You could be on 20 seconds to 20K later this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds
to 20K.
To 20K. Radio X.
Chris, your dream is to have enough money to have your dad look at a restaurant menu without uttering his favourite phrase, how much? Do you know what? Honestly, my dad, if I won £20 million in the Euro Millions tonight and I gave all of that money to my dad and said, this is it now, this is all yours.
Mm.
You've had an amazing life. Thank you. That's all yours. Right? If I put £20 million in his bank account today, And then next year, on April the 4th, I checked his bank account. There would be 19 million 988,500 pounds in there or something. More, in fact.
Yeah.
And it would not stop my dad from going, "How much?" The Yorkshire war cry. "How much?" The other week, he went somewhere and he missed the bus back. And he thought, I think he went to a funeral.
Oh, right.
And then everyone left to say goodbye to everyone. And he's like, "How am I going to get home? I'll walk."
Oh, how long was the walk?
A few miles.
Oh, really?
And I said to him, I went, "Be honest, how much did you walk because you're like, you wouldn't get a taxi?"
Mm.
"Oh, I wouldn't get a taxi, no." But I don't know, he wouldn't know how to get a taxi.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's just a waste of money in his eyes.
Oh, everything's a waste of money. We never stopped at the services.
Right.
To this day, and I'm almost 30.
Yeah, you are.
No Little Chef.
No Little Chef Olympic breakfast.
We did Little Chefs like when we were younger. That's fine. But like, we would never stop at the services because it slows you down. It slows you down. But it wasn't that. It's too expensive, wasn't it?
Really? Is that
Okay. Go before you go and then shut up.
But you went to Little Chef. That was a treat, wasn't it?
But it was a treat.
Oh, I loved Little Chef.
Expensive.
It was for an Olympic breakfast, even back in the day, it was like 15.
We didn't go in for breakfast. We were going in for like
little snacks.
No, like if it was someone's birthday, we weren't popping in there for breakfast. What do you think we were?
Oh, I see.
Loads of money. Anyway, there's your first 25 minutes done. I hope you have a lovely Friday. God bless you.
The Chris Moyle Show
with Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £24 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Term supply.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because the motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread and all-access membership, make the change you want to make with yoga, Pilates, running or cycling. Track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Internet connection in Peloton. All access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 9th of April, one per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
On April 11th, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur, in cinemas April 11th.
If regular Easter eggs leave you feeling a bit empty inside, you need to get your nashers around the new loaded Easter eggs from M&S. They take half an egg and fill it with delicious chocolate and famous M&S treats. If you like mallowy whips and orange jellies, you'll love the big dippy whippy egg. And if you like toffee popcorn and chocolate-covered pretzels, then the scrummy bunny munch egg is for you. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S loaded Easter eggs, subject to availability.
Radio X. News update next.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture, even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade in value dependent on device eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. Thanks for listening. Yes, Friday. It's the weekend. Yay! Friday, April 4th, 2025. I'm Chris Moyles. Hello. Hope you had a good night's sleep. Dominic Burns got your new spot on weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a large survey of NHS staff has found hospitals infested with rats and cockroaches. The poll for the Unison Union suggests they're thriving because of damp conditions. Alan Lofthouse from the union has told Radio X many buildings need repairs quickly.
Half the people we surveyed said that their lifts weren't working in the building, which is pretty bad, through to some really dangerous stuff. Like, half of people said that there were buckets catching leaking water, and that there were a quarter of people that said that there were sewage leaks in the hospital.
The government says it's investing more than £1 billion this year for repairs and upgrades. In other news, it looks set to be another day of chaos on the world's financial markets after Donald Trump's tariffs. Big brands like Nike and Apple are amongst those who've seen their stock price fall. Plans to make it easier to see an NHS dentist in England haven't worked. Last year, the Tories tried to encourage more people to join the profession with cash incentives, but a report by a group of MPs says it hasn't improved access. Ministers say they're rolling out hundreds of thousands of extra appointments. Pubs and clubs in London could be allowed to open later as part of government plans. Councils that block requests for later licences could see their decisions overturned by the mayor, Sir Sadiq Khan. New powers could then be extended to areas including Greater Manchester.
Sport.
Chelsea have returned to the Premier League's top four. It's after their 1-0 win against Spurs last night.
Spurs had won, didn't they?
Yeah, sadly didn't. Enzo Fernandez scored the decisive goal in the second half at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca feels his side showed all the right attributes to qualify for the Champions League.
It was a very good performance. I think we deserve to win the game. We create enough chances probably already first half to score. In the last 10 minutes, I think the team show also effort, togetherness, spirit, and is something that we need.
England boss Serena Wiegmann says she has a squad of informed players at the moment going into tonight's Women's Nations League match. The Lionesses take on Belgium in Bristol. Scotland face Germany, Wales play Denmark in Cardiff, and Northern Ireland are up against Romania. And McLaren's Lando Norris has gone fastest in
first practice at the Japanese Grand Prix.
Sorry, it's just the first practice bit though. He finished just ahead of fellow Brit George Russell.
Oh, she is such a good looking woman.
Amazing eyes.
George Russell. Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some early rain will move away to leave a dry and mainly sunny day, and temperatures could hit 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Why do they do... What? Why?
What?
Why do they torture me?
With what?
I'm a tortured soul.
Oh, what's
Why do they torture me?
Who's torturing
everyone?
You?
Everyone!
The Chris Miles Show! Radio X!
What's happened?
That!
Which bit?
That there!
Oh, that, sorry, I see what you mean.
The temptation!
I know.
Ah! Come on, I'll explain in a bit. But
yeah.
4 minutes past seven. Good morning. It's Friday. I'm very happy it's Friday. Oh, man. Yeah. I was on my DJ decks yesterday having a bit of a play. Out in my own little world I was.
Nice.
Having a little me party.
Do you record everything you do? So if you come out with an incredible mix, you've got it there too?
No.
Oh, you should do.
No, but I can do it again.
Why don't you release a club bangers, like, anthem type
thing?
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, why don't you?
A what?
Well, I don't know, like a mix CD.
Because CD? I don't think they're a thing anymore.
Well, you should bring it back. There's a lot of money in CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what? So just mix other people's songs together and release it?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't know if there'd be any. Would anyone buy it? Plus, you've got to get everything cleared.
The listeners would.
Yeah, they would.
What? So Radio X?
Yeah. Well, if you told them to buy it, they'd buy it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Do you remember the socks and the pants? Socks went.
Socks
were great.
We have thousands of pairs of pants somewhere.
We could open up our own shop.
Yeah.
In fact, we couldn't because nobody would buy any.
We've still got to think of something to do with them all.
How many pants have we still got?
I don't know, but Dan said quite a lot.
It's in the hundreds.
But they went mad. Didn't we say don't buy more than whatever, and they got carried away and bought. It's their fault.
I think they thought it would be like socks. And it wasn't because they're pants. And people wear socks, but...
Is it in the thousands, genuinely?
No.
I think it might be over 1,000.
No!
1,000 pairs of pants.
I think so.
How much do we sell them for? This is for charity.
Was it 12, 11 or 12?
Something like that.
That's too much. That blooming Calvin Klein's.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were because they're sort of comedy pants, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if they'd been maybe boxer short types, they'd be more popular.
Have you worn them?
I don't think I've even got a pair, I swear.
I think I've got a pair.
We put them on for our picture.
That's right. Over our trousers,
but that's about it.
They're live now.
You can't, no, we can't. Can we?
They're live.
Are they?
They're live now.
It is. I feel your pain. You've got a temptation there.
Jordan North does the breakfast show on Capital, which comes from this building.
Yeah.
On the same floor as us. They're that side of the building, we're this side of the building.
Yeah.
And they've been on for a year.
Yes.
Doing this show.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Incredible.
Has it been a year?
A year.
Mm.
So it's Jordan, Chris and Sean. And they're all really lovely. Well, Chris and Sean are lovely. Jordan's a bit of a chancer. Got lucky.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's their first year anniversary, and they're currently outside in Leicester Square doing a link on a big bus.
Mm.
Why do they torture me with this?
I know.
Because I could walk out that door, take a left, open a window, and I could shout really loudly, and it would go on the air.
You could.
Why do they tease me with this?
I know. And you're right by the window
out. I can see, literally, I don't even need to move. I can see it right there.
Yeah.
I can go to that window, open the window and go, Radio X is better than you, your old pants! And it will go out in the air. Why do they...
I know. So,
Ashley, why do you do this to me? You know what I'm like. I have a compulsion. I can't help it. It's like putting a massive... Costco Gatto in front of one of Pippa's friends. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
It's inevitable. Hey. It's inevitable.
It's right there.
At some point, it's
right,
going to happen.
Right, look at this. Look. Idiots. Can't help it.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
They're not going to hear that soundproof, by the way.
No, they won't. It's very soundproofed.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
I know.
Oh, look.
It's really, I mean, yeah. It's a matter of feet away from where you're sat, isn't it?
Well, there it is.
How do we ignore that now?
Exactly, right? Yeah. How am I meant to just crack on and ignore a big pink bus outside where Jordan North sat atop it, going...
Maybe
when there's a window there and I could just... And my listeners would love it.
They would love it.
What's the best thing you can do for your audience? Make them happy, exactly. Okay? So I'm making my audience happy. Oh, you can't do that, Chris. Why? What, make my audience happy? Yeah, but at the expense... Ah, shut up.
You could casually go down on FaceTime, Dom, maybe. Just casually popped out. Sorry.
I don't
you
know.
You massively changed the subject there, Pepper, and I don't really know why.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that on FaceTime.
Sorry, I meant all related. Casually pop downstairs.
Right.
Make it any better.
That's it.
Pop on a bit of FaceTime. No, it's just still not working.
I don't even need to go downstairs.
No, it's so... Yeah,
literally, there's a window there.
Yeah.
Oh, Chevrolet! I can shout anything out there at all.
Yeah.
Why did they do this to me? Don't do this. It's a red rag to a bull.
Is it all morning, do you know? Are they going to be there till 10?
I don't know.
Right.
I think it's a pop-in and pop-out affair.
Is that FaceTime again? I'm confused what's happening.
So tempting, isn't it?
It is tempting, actually.
Do it. Make me happy, says Leah, one of our listeners. She pays our licence fee.
That's right.
I double dare you. Oh! No take back, says Craig in Aberdeen. See, he's double dared me.
He's double dared.
He's double dared me.
What can you do?
That's legally binding.
Open the window and scream.
Someone said water balloons.
Water balloons.
Someone's what? Water balloons! What a way
to have a good time.
Do you want to time me, see how long it would take for me to go out, open the window, shout muffins, and then come back in again?
Yes.
What do you want me to shout?
Muffins.
Yeah?
Perfect. I'll go and stand by.
Well, I won't do it. I'll leave it. No. Okay. No, because I'll shout something. I know I will.
You don't trust yourself.
Sorry, Tom.
I was going to say, you won't trust yourself to just shout muffins, really. That's the thing.
Why did they do this to me? Leave me alone.
You've got this.
It's not about you, Chris.
It is.
But you see, it is.
But the thing is, it is.
Johnny says, Super Soaker 500.
Do we have any of those?
We used to.
I think we've got Nerf guns.
Right.
I don't think we've got Super Soakers.
I'm sure we used to have big water pistols.
We've got a tennis ball launching machine.
Right. Oh, blimey. Yeah.
Have we got a tennis ball launching machine?
We have.
Stop. Have we got a load of tennis balls?
I think so.
15 love.
Well, anyway, I'll try me.
You're going to have to sit on your hands.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
There must be health and safety with a tennis ball.
I would have.
You're playing with your hair.
Yeah.
That means you're happy. That means you like the idea of me going out and shouting out the window. That means you're technically encouraging me.
It means I'm a bit nervous about you know, sabotaging someone else's
It's
plans.
Not sabotage. It is a little bit. Yes, you're right. But it's only me making my audience happy.
Exactly right.
I think that's the mission statement we used to have in reception. Make your listeners happy, screw everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen and Milton Keynes has suggested bus sticker.
Stephen and Milton Keynes is texting?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's quite rare.
Yeah, isn't it?
We do have bus stickers downstairs still.
Oh, do we?
Mm.
They're massive as well, aren't they?
They're huge.
We ordered the wrong size, didn't we? Was that the one? There was a size problem.
Oh, look at all the texts coming in. We talked about it too much. You have to do it now. Jordan North on a bus, pass it on.
Chuck some yogurt, they'll think it's bird poop.
Shout naughty torty, just like Lou Sanders did.
Oh, yeah. Naughty torty.
That is funny. Out of everything, what you can shout.
Yeah.
Naughty torty.
Naughty torty. Yeah. I love that show.
Hey, we got a great platinum hour at 9 o'clock this morning. Ooh. Oh my God. Do you know, like, most weeks it's absolutely fine. Mm. Sometimes doing the platinum hour becomes a chore, especially if I've got a really busy Wednesday and I totally forget.
Right.
And it gets to like 7 o'clock in the evening and Abby goes, "You didn't do the platinum hour today." And I'm like, "Oh no." Wednesday, oh my God, what a treat.
Mm.
What an absolute treat. So I had two songs. No, I had one song in my head. And Tiff was out for the afternoon, so I thought, right. So I made myself a cup of tea and I sat in the garden. I have a yard. And I listened to this one song and I'm like, right, I'm definitely going to play that in the Platinum Hour. And then that led me to... And then Abby had said, "Oh, you're doing the Platinum Hour today. Oh, I really like this song. Just saying." So I listened to that song and I thought, that's a great song, I'll put that in. Mm. And then from that track, it led me somewhere else. And then I'm like, right, I need a female. So I went searching. And I just sat in the garden listening to great music.
Great.
Like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's a good little job, isn't
going,
it?
Going, oh, that's a tune, I'll play that. Or, that's a tune, I won't play it, but it's still a great tune. Went and made another mug of tea. I just had so much fun.
Nice.
And then, once I've picked all the songs that I want to play for the Platinum Hour, I then move them around in an order, so it keeps the energy levels up. So, I might have a song that ends and then that goes into a slower song that builds up, and then the song after that will be a medium song that builds up to something like that. I just have so much fun.
Nice.
So much fun. And because normally, if I had to do anything, once it's a minute, once exactly 10 o'clock comes, if you want me to do anything, then it's either a no or how much.
Absolutely right. Exactly.
But that's nice.
Is
that's
there
a
theme
nice project.
To this one? Sorry, Tom.
No, not really. Is there a montage done, Captain? That's a yes. Phoenix, is the montage done?
Just say not yes. Not from me.
Just say yes.
Just say yes.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Thanks. Yeah. Shall I have a little listen? Let me have a little, see if I can preview this.
Easy.
Okay, yeah, he is. Right, you ready, Dom?
Ready.
Platinum Hour. I know it's like an hour and 45 minutes away, but from 9 o'clock, this is what you're going to hear. I thought I'd have had more reaction from you.
I love it, but I can't get the last one.
Captain said he's here now.
Where's he been?
Hello, sorry, did you call me?
Have you just arrived at work?
No, he's here.
Oh, that's taking a mickey.
I've been in all morning.
Yeah.
Have you been on the fun bus?
You ready, Dom?
Yes.
Bye. Number one.
Yes.
Number two.
I can't...
Oh, my God.
I do.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh.
I knew you'd get that.
No, at first I thought it was Simi and Mo Bodisco.
No, it's not.
No.
Yes.
Had to play that.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's right. Vanilla Ice.
That's the one I can't get.
Anyway, you'll hear that later. Your Platinum Hour right there from 9 o'clock. Honestly, such a lovely hour of music. 9 o'clock this morning, and if you can't hear it live, go to Global Player, catch up, and you can listen whenever you like.
Radio
S. Right.
Coming up, more feel-good Friday fun from your favourite radio programme on the dial.
That's us. Hello, good morning.
Lines close at 7:45, and Chris will tell you how you could win money in 20 seconds to 20K shortly.
I will do, yes.
Plus, you send Dominic letters in the mail so he can read them on the show. We'll see what weird stuff you've been writing shortly. It's Friday, and as The Cure once said, boys don't cry.
That's right.
The Chris Miles Show.
You're absolutely right.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friday. These are called The Enemy.
I'm so sick, I can't tire of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. As much as easier for me seem to stay at home with Richard and Judy. Can be quite funny. You're making other people.
Great Sounds of the Enemy, and they are Away From Here. See, there you go.
It's very good.
Right, what's going on out there?
Oh.
There's still things going on, there's still a bus outside, and it's got the Capital Breakfast Show on with Jordan North and everything. It's their first year anniversary. Ooh. And but they're right outside my window, and you know what I'm like, it's a red rag to a bull.
Yeah,
the temptation to go and bang on the window and make a noise,
yeah,
is one thing, but then there's another window there. I can actually open the window and actually shout outside.
Yeah.
Shout at them. Shout! But I haven't.
It's amazing self-control you're adopting at the moment.
Laura Branigan, that's twice I've said that, but you didn't hear me the first time.
I didn't hear you the first time, but lots of people text in.
Who's out there at the moment? Is it still Capital?
Yeah. Or are they going back in now? No. I don't know. All them young people start to look the same after a while. This building is full of young, short women walking around the building with a laptop in one hand and a coffee in the other.
Yes.
I don't know any of their names. They all look the same. I don't know what they do, but there are thousands of them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There is
a look, definitely.
And they all work for Capital, I think.
Yes.
They walk around the building with a laptop and a coffee. They're all about 5'4". They're always females.
Yeah.
And they go around in groups of three or four.
It's true.
They also don't know how the lift works.
Oh.
Because you're on the ground floor waiting for it, and they're on the first floor going up, and the lift is going down. They don't even look, so they get in. So when the door opens on the ground floor, there's just a gaggle of young women with laptops and coffee going, "Oh, how are we here?" And then they don't even question it. They just go, "Oh my God, did you hear about blah, blah, blah yesterday?" And they must look at me like I'm like time itself. Anyway, I didn't bang on the window.
Well done.
I'm a good boy.
Aren't you just? I am a good boy.
That's God, good. Who'd have thought it, eh? The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. It's time to think about your next holiday.
Ow!
And the Fang Gang have the chance to send you on a trip some amazing destination.
Will you two knock it off?
Honestly, I'll turn this car around. Luckily for you, your holiday will be so much better than this.
You can win a European fly drive holiday thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis.
Explore Salerno in the Amalfi Coast, Montpellier, Malta, Cyprus, and more. From London Gatwick.
All next week from 4.
Win with Radio X.
And British Airways Holidays. Search BA Flydrive and book your European Flydrive now.
The next train departing from Platform 2 will take you to productive playlists, bonding over tea breaks, team building, and after work socials. Oh, and for those trying the new sandwich shop at lunch, we've heard that the queue goes fast. And you really have to try the spicy halloumi wrap.
When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
And off we go! When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat, out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
You do anything and everything for your pet. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture, even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get-together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Britain's rail network, helping you stay connected to the people, places and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got Dive Bombing Hawkman latest. Plus, we go to Stockton-on-Tees, where English-speaking Bri, a local, is ready to give us a flavour of this week's Pet Town. And Friday wouldn't be Friday without Little Si delivering a Friday horn to herald the weekend. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us. Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Moyles Show. Now back to either Chris talking or some music. Let's all find out together.
Radio X.
Listen. I've been a good boy. Okay, right.
You have.
I need a treat. Right. Now, Pippa, have I been good?
You have.
Should I have done it, though, for our audience? Should I have shouted out the window when Capital were outside?
Do you know, someone did suggest a choo-choo, and yeah. I think that could have been quite funny.
Exactly, thank you. Yep. So, really, I've actually, even though I've been good in one regard, I've let the listeners down, because I didn't shout out the window while Capital were outside the window live on their show, and I could have shouted out. So I've let my audience down, right?
Maybe some of them, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
So if I had an opportunity to do it again, let's say, I don't know, Hart were out there, maybe in an hour. Just saying. Now,
let's say.
Where would you sit with that one?
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I look.
Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Welcome to my hell.
Yeah. Just a little background shout. Look, it could be anyone in Leicester Square.
That's right.
Just a little shout in the background.
To be fair, that's a very good point, because if you've ever been to Leicester Square in London, it is literally a lighthouse for the dregs of society. It's like the Cantina Bar in Star Wars.
It really is.
Literally, drunks, druggies. It's unbelievable. And the worst of all, out of all of them, people who have gone out on a Thursday night after work and are still walking through Leicester Square Friday morning at 6:15. Those guys.
Yeah, there are many of those.
They're walking towards you like a zombie that's just fallen out of McDonald's, and they're scary. Yeah. Let me tell you. So actually, they just think I was one of those. Anyway, welcome to Friday. It's the Chris Moyles Show, and these are called Oasis. It's Rock and Roll Star!
Sunshine.